or it's a Canadian thing or whatever. And your favorite one is fuck, fucking, and fuck.
I did not realize that this was offending people that are listening.
No, no, nobody's podcast. Offended. They're just pointing it out, yeah. Pointing it out. So did you listen to that episode I pointed out that you were on the opening of Big Fatty?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
not,
so
no.
He was talking about the conversation you had where when we've hung out with him, you've always been impressed when he sees someone on their own. He's like, you're alone.
Yes.
We're a group. Get over here and come join us.
Yeah, like, he's very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in that short 2 minutes, you said the F-bomb 6 times.
Yes.
I cracked up. I thought it was hilarious.
It's for emphasis.
Emphasis, yes.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, could you imagine if we had to censor ourselves?
Oh, it would just be, the whole show would be one beat, but it would just be a tone.
It would just be, would it be a dial tone? Or would it be the busy tone? Anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So did you listen to that episode I pointed out that you were on the opening of Big Fatty?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2661 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of April 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Ready. Hello, two tons of funners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, something happened over the weekend that and I won't mention any names, but I have a feeling that someone who may reside in Walnut Hills may become two tons of fun. Big Fatty, what do you mean, may become? Anyway, y'all, I was doing some errands on Saturday, and y'all, I drove by the McDonald's. It had on the sign there, Uber now delivering, and Big Fatty, the old gal, can get her McDonald's double cheeseburger, and her large french fried potato, and her chocolate milkshake, and never have to leave the deer urine-soaked mansion. Big Fatty, when did they need to adjust those sprinklers now that bird is gone, I guess so. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. I hadn't talked to you since Thursday evening when I recorded the full right little show, y'all. Kind of a quiet day in the coal mine on full right. Old Vader wasn't there. I finished up what will probably be my last big project prior to retirement. I'll start working on another project, but I don't think I'll get it finished before the 29th of June. No, Big Fatty. So y'all put that one to bed and crossed it off the countdown. So yes, Big Fatty, Vader will be excited to know that indeed. Y'all, it was, there was some of these little nibbles. There were some little nibbles, left over in the refrigerator in the coal mine. And y'all, you know, you can bring in the most vile, the most vile food to any office and put it in the kitchen and it'll be eaten in a matter of seconds. Well, y'all, there was this wasn't vile, y'all. It was a little nibble tray of cut meats and cheeses and little sandwiches and all. Y'all, I had taken in one of those Asian solids for my lunch, but y'all, when we found out that we could have the nibbles, y'all, I fixed me a big plate of, it was like salami and ham and turkey, cubes of all that, and then all these different kinds of cheeses. Big Fatty, you were constipated all weekend. Well, no, I wasn't. Needless to say, y'all, it was delicious, and needless to say, I was, by the time lunch rolled around, I didn't want my Asian solid. So, anyway, y'all, y'all, it was the big Cupa River Bridge run here, this weekend, there was also a Jimmy Buffet, concert. And y'all, they were both happening at the Coliseum here in Charleston. The registration for the run and the buffet concert. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, the same exit that Big Fatty uses to come to the villa, off of the 26, as they say. And so y'all, I had to come the back roads home because the traffic was horrible, just horrible. So y'all, I got home and y'all, I had taken out some, ribs, and y'all, so I fired up I didn't either. I was gonna fix some baby back ribs, but y'all, I decided I was going to wait, and y'all, so I had a chicken pot pie, Big Fatty, and y'all, but I cooked up an extra package of those antioxidant vegetables to cook them on the plate, and then put the chicken pot pie on top of it. So I had twice the vegetables, and y'all, I had that for my supper. Y'all, it was really good. Anyway, then that evening, y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine, and, y'all, it went for a nipple walk. Cannot forget the nipple walk. No, Big Fatty, you cannot forget the nipple walk. I did that, and, y'all, it was just a quiet evening. Y'all, they were expecting rain and overcast on Saturday afternoon. But they were able to get the bridge run done without calamity. And y'all, I watched it. They did coverage on the TV machine, so I watched it from the comfort of my recliner. Yes, Big Fatty, you're soiled, Big Fatty Vulgar. And then y'all sat me, I got myself up and I had my coffee, and y'all, I went and got petroleum, $2.34 a gallon. Y'all, it's kind of gone up a little bit here. Yes, Big Fatty, they've switched to that summer blend. That's it. So I filled up old Ruby Red, and y'all, then I went to the Sam's Club. I was going to pick up a couple of little things. Y'all, I went looking for a garden hose. You know, one of those squishy ones that kind of contracts like a snake when it doesn't have water in it, and when turn the water on, it goes like an attacking, yes, Big Fatty, just like a viper, yes, Big Fatty. I had seen one there that was at a good price, and y'all, it was 75 feet. Big Fatty, what the hell do you need that much? The villa's not that big. Well, anyway, it was cheaper than the Lowell's for half the hose, Big Fatty. So y'all, I was going around the Sam's Club. Y'all, I was about out of my dark coffee. I was down to my last two little bags of that. So y'all, I picked up a standby bag of the good 8 o'clock regular coffee in case I ran out before it goes back on sale at the Von's East. I got that. And y'all, you know, they have the big bag of the French fried onions. there, and y'all, they were about $8, but y'all, I walked right past them, and then I went, wait a minute, did that say $3.59? And y'all, it did. It says, limited time, special price, and y'all, I picked me up another giant bag of the French fries. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, then I was walking through the meat department, as you do, and, y'all, they had some delicious-looking steaks reduced for quick sale. Big Fatty, you love a coupon. And so, y'all, I picked up a couple of packages of steaks, three steaks in each one of them. And y'all, then I got me a big box of the sausage patties, y'all, $10 for a 4-pound box. Big Fatty, that's a good price. And, then I got the hose, and y'all, they had these little, attachments to squirt with. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I got that, you know, for watering and hosing down things and all this kind of stuff, and quick attachment and quick release kind of things on it. So, y'all, I got that. Y'all, the only reason I got it was $10 off end of the season. Y'all, I can't imagine that the 9th of, or that would have been on Saturday, the 7th of April is end of the season. For watering things. Big Fatty. Anyway, I got that. And what else did I get? I got... y'all, and they had some boneless country ribs. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Got those. Y'all got home and... divided the steaks and the poke ribs up into different bags. Big Fatty. Kept two of the smaller steaks out. And y'all pull my baby back ribs out. And got them marinating. And I had a dry rub on the ribs and some... seasoned pepper and Worcestershire on the steaks, and so they were marinating. Y'all went to get my hose all hooked up, and y'all, there was this thing on the nozzle. It was like a restrictor is what it was, and it kept you from using too much water. Well, y'all, I couldn't get the damn thing off, and when I hooked the hose up to it, y'all, it shot all over. Y'all, I was soaking wet. So I was wet as it was if I was trying to break in Walnut Hills and covered in deer urine. I tried. I couldn't get it undone. Put the WD-40 on it. I was stymied. I was stymied as to what I was going to do. So I went for a nipple walk, and y'all, went for a nipple walk. Y'all, it was, the clouds were beginning to roll in, and, y'all, I got home, and, that afternoon it rained. The rain, came down.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright, and so in desperation a message he did write.
And y'all, so I took a little nip-a-nap, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, because I could hear the rain pitter-patter. In the middle of all of as the rain was getting ready to start, y'all, I went and put my ribs on low out there on the grill, and just let them cook and watched. I didn't take the nip a nap yet. I was cooking the ribs and watched some things on the TV machine. And turn the ribs a little bit, and just let them slow cook and get that dry rub and all. And y'all, then later on, I put the steaks on. Y'all, I cooked my Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, we're still trying to recover from all that tooting. I cooked them in some bacon grease in a frying pan. And then I took me a nip-a-nap, and, I ate and laid down after that, and y'all, then I was on that stick-it-with-a-poke, Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. Y'all, the strangest thing came up. Y'all, they mentioned this thing Saturday night about the new, you know, the kids these days, they were eating those little packets of laundry detergent there for a while. Well, y'all, now evidently they are taking the condoms. They are taking the condoms and they're snorting them up their nose. Beep! Ready? Why the hell? Well, they snort it up their nose and then they reach in their mouth and they pull it through. And y'all, I don't understand this at all. Y'all, you can go on the www and look at this. Y'all, it's the dumbest damn thing. Big Freddy, get off my lawn. It's the dumbest damn thing I've ever seen. These kids nowadays, Big Freddy. But after that, y'all went out, met Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and John. Big Freddy, why do you call him John? Because that's his name. Oh, yes. And y'all, we had a couple of cocktails. And y'all, then Big Fatty came on home. Evidently, a couple of more folks came out after Big Fatty left. Anyway, I came home, and y'all, it was still kind of cold. Y'all, and it turned cold. Got up Sunday morning, y'all, it was frigid, downright frigid when I went out to get the newspaper. And y'all, so I read my newspaper and had my brufkas and coffee. And y'all, then I had sent Miss Kitty a message on Saturday. I was going to borrow a pipe wrench, a lug wrench from him to see if I could get that that thing off my hose, off my faucet. And y'all, I'm happy to report that after lots of elbow grease and WD-40, y'all, I did indeed get whatever that thing is called again. Big Fatty, you just said it. I don't remember what it is now, though. Anyway, it's gone. I've taken it off, and my new hose works just lovely. And y'all, I squirted down, squirted the pollen off of Ruby Red, and I have talked to my mother. And I've got my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. I've got my clothes. Y'all, my cads. Your cads. You know, they make you run faster and jump higher. They're in the washing machine because, y'all, they got muddy and everything when I was trying to do all of that thing with that thing on the thing. Big Fatty, what the hell? So I'm washing my tennis shoes, my cads, and y'all, I've pulled out a couple of ribs and another piece of steak and some more of those Brussels sprouts. I'm going to have that for my supper. And then y'all, later on, by the time you hear this, we will have had the Pride 48 State of the Station. But y'all, I'm going to save news of that for Tamari's little show. So, y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Dear, that's y'all on the Sunday morning program. Oh, dear Gussie, the Sunday CBS Sunday morning program, y'all, they did a segment on the Faroe Islands. Y'all, I looked for Miss Beaver. I saw one lady with a plaid shirt on, but I don't think it was Miss Beaver. But y'all, evidently there's a restaurant that they had gotten some sort of Michelin star rating called Cock. Beep, Freddy. I wonder if Miss Beaver has enjoyed Cock. Beep, Freddy. That is. Oh, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants Show and Turnipin and Urban Gatio. What do you think of the BFO?
So did you listen to that episode I pointed out that you were on the opening of Big Fatty?
No, I didn't. Okay.
Oh, Big Fatty, they were too busy enjoying cock.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.